Please stand if you're able. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name in this church and also online to worship together. With all the saints in this world and our angels in heaven, we come before you to adore you and worship you and honor you. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to live one more day in this world. Thank you for the gift of life, along with all the blessings and all the things that we have to go through this world, Lord, in which you are with us as we tread our path in this world. Thank you for your presence in our midst today, especially as we celebrate many of our celebrations of victories and our birthdays and anniversaries and many other celebrations. We thank you for your grace that you shower upon us today, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your grace and redemption that you have shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world, who rose from the dead and who will be coming again, Lord, so that we could see and comprehend the riches that you have kept for us in heaven because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to worship you, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit today in truth and in spirit. That your presence bless us and your Holy Spirit's power empower us today as we live from this place. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please get up and greet each other in Christian love. This is our greeting time now. As we remain seated, we will sing My Jesus, I Love Thee. Please join 172. You can remain seated, please. Let us have a word of prayer for the celebrations of anniversaries and birthdays for the month of June. Are there any call-outs for this month? Anybody celebrate birthday or anniversary? You know, the first of the month, I had a birthday, June 1st. Time flies by so fast. Any others? children, grandchildren, anybody. I'm the only one. Any anniversaries in June? Or graduations, anybody? No, June is not a good month. May was very busy. Okay, let us turn to 481, page 481, the prayer of Saint Francis Assisi. It's a great prayer that we can once in a while pray together and affirm our faith in God. Let us turn to 481 and pray that prayer together. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come along with this, Lord. Thank you for giving us the good health and strength in our bodies so that we can come together and worship you together in this church and also online. You are the giver of light and life, and we thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who celebrate the anniversaries and birthdays and many other celebrations this month. We thank you for a new year in their lives. And with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and others, and give you thanks for your past blessing and pray for your continued blessings upon them. Guide them with your thoughts and higher than their own thoughts every day, Lord. Empower them with the power of the Holy Spirit every day. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith, fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you're able, stand for the responsive reading, which is taken from 105, Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11, which is on page 828.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Make known God's deeds among the people.
Sing to the Lord. Sing praises. Tell of all God's wonderful works.
Glory in God, hold his name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wonderful works God had done, the mercies and judgment God had ordered.
O offspring of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments are in all the earth.
The Lord is mindful of his everlasting covenant, of the word commanded for 1,000 generations.
The covenant made with Abraham, his promise sworn to Isaac, is confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Saying,
To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion of inheritance.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As we come together, we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also, we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together, and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God. and trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his grace and his time and his will. So let us come together and share our prayers, blessings, and concerns at this time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you turn at the back, please continue to pray for these items. We got a special prayer request stuck on our door today about Misty Payne Blair. Does anybody know that person? She's from Cartersville. She has an address here. She's a 32-year-old woman diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And the cancer was also in her lungs. Thank God the colon is free of cancer. God is so amazing, and we could not have gotten this far without your prayers and support. That name sounds very familiar to me. If any of you know her or her family, please convey our prayers and regards to them. But let us keep Misty in our prayers, in our regular prayers as well. In the regular prayer request in our bulletin today, I wanted to highlight George Varghese again, and I shared my friend who is a professor in one of the colleges downtown, recovering from his surgery. They had to take a portion of his colon out, and the surgery was not as easy as they planned, so he had to stay in the hospital for 36 days. He's back home now, still tubing, feed tubing now. Please remember him in our prayers. Are there any special call-outs in this list or any others? Yes, Terry.
Go ahead.
Bill text me and wanted me to tell Bill to pray for Kevin. He's going to be home.
Kevin?
Yeah.
The second. Oh, okay.
And two, I got a phrase too. Our granddaughter Maddie, she got saved this week at Bible school.
She got what?
She got saved.
Oh, wow.
Praise God. Maddie, yeah.
How old is she?
She's a 9.
9? Thank God for that.
Amen.
God is good. Terry?
Yes, Pastor. Mom completed her chemotherapy, but it did not have the desired effects, so now they're going to take another approach with a different round. And so I would ask for continued prayers for my mom, Eleanor Nicholson.
Okay. Yeah. You will see her name in the list, Eleanor Nicholson. We have been praying for her. Please continue to pray that God will give the doctors and the nurses the directions for her treatment. Yes, Robert.
My neighbor, Jane Stuckey, across the street from where I live, she's got very bad cancer. As a matter of fact, she gave away her family dog. She does have a husband, but they couldn't take care of the dog that they found a good home. She's got extremely bad cancer, and it doesn't look good. Hopefully, with love for her.
Let us pray for Jane Stuckey.
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
We had lost a lady at center on Wednesday, but I can't recall her last name, but she had a funny last name. I mean, the name that I can't pronounce. She passed away.
Okay.
Yes, Wednesday. She fell Sunday and hit her head. And she started bleeding at the brain. And she passed away Wednesday. At the center.
Okay.
Her name is Grace. We pray for Grace's family.
Grace. Okay, any others?
I talked to Jenny a week ago, and she sounded okay, and she's still on oxygen, and she just said she had a rough time. She called me back. So.
Okay. Continue to pray for Penny. She's still on oxygen, I heard. And thank God for Wayne's voice coming back.
I do have a voice now. It's not mine, but I can talk for the first time.
At least he has
since
volume.
February.
We can hear you good and loud. It's so somebody's voice.
And Carol can hear me part of the time.
Carol is saying that he stole somebody's voice. But thank God.
It's going to take another injection to get it back to normal. Yeah,
but prayer changes things. You know that. So let us continue to pray for Venus.
Pastor, I have a CT scan on Tuesday, and I'm praying for good news there. And then I have another round of chemo on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, you've been praying for Martha's continued treatment. Please keep her in our prayers, particularly on Tuesday, for a good result. And let us lift her up in our prayers. And how is Richard doing, Martha?
He's doing pretty good. He has good days and bad days, just like me. But we're hanging in here.
Okay, wonderful. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anybody?
I don't know if he's going to give me a ride home or not, but Harry has another surgery on his mouth on Tuesday. This time because they want to rule out, and I truly believe they will rule out, but they want to rule out cancer on his tongue and a side of his cheek where sores were created from the bad dentures, and it hasn't healed properly, so they're questioning why.
Hmm.
I keep asking them, when they do these surgeries, could they like stitch his whole mouth? But
all right,
let's not do that.
He's not laughing.
No, he's not. He don't look at me at all.
Harry, we'll keep you in our prayers, and God is going to be good, and He's going to be there with you. Okay, stay strong.
Might not get right. You might have to walk.
If there are no other special call-outs, let us also continue to keep our nation in our prayers during this election time, and God will bring the right people on the right places, and also our president and leaders of the Congress and the leaders of the states, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. And also let us be thankful for our service workers, military, police, and fire, and many other delivery people, and grocery clerks and trash workers and many, many others that you name it. Remember them and be thankful for their services. At the same time, pray for their safety and their family's safety. Let us pray for that as well. Let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful time that you have given us together. We come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you listen to every word that we utter and we cannot utter. You know our hearts and our minds every moment, Lord. As the scripture says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and more important than the clothes that we wear. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them all. Lord, we thank you for your continued provision that you provide for us every day. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for what we have and not to be afraid of the things that are facing against us, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life along with all the blessings and the good health and strength. At the same time, we come before you as broken people in many ways. We are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But you are the one who can make us whole, and we come before you so that you can make us whole again, Lord. When we are lonely, we find a friend in you. And when we go through life's sorrows and grief, we find comfort and peace in your presence. We lift up those all who need your presence and comfort at this time, particularly the ones that we have named here. We particularly pray for the young lady, Misty Blair, who was diagnosed with cancer. We don't know her by person, but they have requested our prayers for the family as well as her, Lord. We pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord, at this young age. We pray for a miracle in her life. Touch her, Lord, and along with her family, that your presence will bless them with your peace. We pray for Jane Stuckey, that Robert has shared, that will also diagnosed with terminal cancer. We pray for your hand to touch her, Lord, and support her with your eternal hands. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and all the members of the families, Lord. We pray for Kevin, as we heard that he's struggling with pneumonia. We pray for your healing hand to touch him. As we pray together, united in faith, we know that you will answer our prayers, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Strengthen his body. Heal him, Lord. And pray for Gail as well and all the our family. Give them peace at this time and continue to be with them and comfort them with your presence. We thank you for the good news and the great news about Maddie's salvation, accepting you in her life at their young age. We thank you for her family, her grandparents, and bless them, Lord, with your grace every day. Bless her, Lord, as she grows in faith every day, that she will be guided by the Holy Spirit and will be a living witness for you in the days to come as she grows up to be a blessing to this world and bring honor and glory to your name. We pray for the family of Grace who has passed away. Give them your peace during this grief time. We pray for your grace and mercy to cover them. We also lift up Martha again in your hands, Lord, as she is going back for a CT scan on Tuesday. We are praying for a good news result on Tuesday and also with the continued chemo that she has to go through. Be with her and also Richard. Strengthen them in their faith and also in their bodies and heal them, Lord, and recover them back to normal. We pray for Wayne. We thank you for listening to our prayers, continued healing for him, Lord, that he is voice will be completely recovered, that we can sing together praises of joy together with his voice. We again continue pray for Carol. Bless them as a family and thank you for their services to this church. And we pray for Terry's mom, Eleanor. We heard that she had to go through another direction, her treatment. We pray for your guidance for the doctors and the nurses to do the right thing. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and family members, especially for Terry and his family. Bless them with your peace, Lord. And we pray for Ian also, who is away from them in the military. Bless him with your grace and presence and comfort him with your peace also. We pray for George Vorgis as he's back home recovering from his surgery. Bless him with your grace as he has to go through a long way ahead of his recovery. Bless them as a family with your presence and peace. We also thank you for the healing for Penny. Continue to bless her with your strength, strengthen her body and her spirit, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems and issues like that. We also pray for Harry as he's going back for a surgery next week about his mouth. We pray for a good result coming out of it, no cancer, Lord. And that is our prayer. Bless us, Lord, to have the faith to accept your will in our lives. Strengthen him in his body. And also, Jan, bless them with your peace, Lord. We pray for all those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems and difficulties in their lives. We particularly pray for our nation as we are going through various different issues that we are struggling to understand and get hold of. But you are a good God who has been faithful in the past, and you are going to be faithful in the future. And we trust in your faithfulness, Lord, as a nation to rise up above all these problems, that we can be again the leader of the world. We pray for our president, the leaders of the Congress, and the governors of the state and many, many others who make decisions on a daily basis. They will make the right decisions and guided by the Holy Spirit every day. We pray for our service workers and our medical professionals and our police, fire, military, all those who are working day and night to defend us and service us, Lord. Bless them with your grace, and we thank you for their services. We pray for their safety at this time and their family safety. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Let your presence be here with us today, that we can lift up your name and your people be blessed with your presence, so that we will be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come in the places that you place us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be your witnesses faithfully in all the opportunities that you have given us to do. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Scripture says that everyone should give according to that they have desired in their heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we help us to be faithful stewards of your abundance and caretakers in this world. We pray for all of those who have been able to give today, and thank you for your donation. We pray for those who could not give here today, Lord. Bless all of them with your grace and blessings and cover them with your love. Thank you again for this opportunity you give us through this church to do your work in this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to use all the opportunities faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of Ruth, Chapter 1, verses 1 through 17.
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died. and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her daughter, to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back each of you to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness if you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who would become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is no more bitter for you than for me, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even if death separates you from me." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. It is the living spirit that kindles the power in us. Help us, Lord, to receive your word in humility and obedience. Whatever your word commands us to do, help us to obey that and follow that in our lives. As we come before you, give us a humble heart and an obedient spirit. Let your name be lifted up, and we will be empowered with your word as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Ruth is another small book in the New Testament, in the Old Testament portion of the Bible. I don't know how many of you have read that book completely. It's a very small book. But many of you probably remember or are familiar with the words that we heard today, that Ruth said to Naomi, that wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. And your God will be my God. And may the Lord do to me if anything but death parts from me to you, from you. So we have heard that familiar saying many times. If you remember where you heard it, anybody? If you were married in a church, this is one verse that they repeat there, and as a covenant between two people. Even though this particular situation, it is not about the relationship between a husband and a wife, but this is a situation where the relationship is between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law who found themselves in the same situation of grief. Although we have used these words, this happened about 3,000 years ago, somewhere in the maybe 4th or 5th century BC that this happened. This is an example of devotion and commitment between two people. Ruth's loyal devotion can inspire us to remain faithful to each other and also faithful to God. This is a story of two widows, Ruth and Naomi, where we see the relationship comes together and then it kindles hope and a brighter future than Naomi has ever imagined. Recently, after the COVID, there are more widows and widowers in this world than before. And it is not a good news. And many of us here, not because of COVID, but also because of life situations, we know that we have been left alone by life's decisions in this world that out of our control. And when I look at this passage about Ruth and her mother-in-law, both found themselves widows. And while I was reading about this and meditating on this story, there was a story that came on the news recently about two widows recently who were made widows. Their husbands died due to COVID-19. And surprisingly, it was a daughter and a mother. The mother lost her husband. And in about 2 months after that, her daughter's husband died of COVID. So here is a mother who lost her husband and a daughter who lost her dad and also her husband, two women. Ann Myers and her mom, Catherine, they actually found themselves in 2 months in the same situation as widows, even though one is a mother and the other is the daughter. They joined together in their grief and to make sense of what was happening. But you and I know that you cannot make sense of these things in our lives. Why do good things happen to, bad things happen to good people? We were talking about that in Sunday school. That is a question that has been asked for centuries and ages that we never have an answer. But good things also happen to everybody. But we also know that bad things happen to everybody too. But there is no answer to these questions, but God is the ultimate judge who can probably make sense of all of these things because we don't know the whole picture of everything that happens around us. So they gathered together and they decided that they are not going to be pulled down by the grief of their husbands. They decided to stay together and they wrote a book called Good Grief. And that's what the name of the book is. It's a very, very encouraging book for people who find themselves lonely and in situations without having a partner. They were united in grief, but also they were united in determination to fight on. Spelling out their shared experiences, loss, and coping together despite the difficulties of COVID-19, they say that in losing their loved ones, we have found an ever closer relationship. So standing in the front of this church, as you know, many of us have gone through that situations in our lives, we need to remember that it is not the end of everything because we have been given the community of fellowship and church together, that we will be there for each other, to support each other. That is the kind of relationship that we ought to have in a church to support, like Ruth and Naomi had, or the two women that I just mentioned had. The fact is that our dear ones will depart us one day or other. That's the reality. That's the fact. We all have to face it one day or other. But that is not the end of the story. The truth is that we are not alone. So there is the fact and there is the truth. Are the facts really the truth? There's a little difference when I actually looked it up. Facts are facts that you cannot question. They are real facts. For example, I mean, you came to church driving maybe 10 miles from your home or 5 miles from your home, depending on where you live. That is a fact. 5 miles is 5 miles. That is a fact. But when somebody says that it is too far for me to drive to church, that becomes a truth for them. Even though the fact is only 5 miles from the church, the truth is that one person thinks that it is too far for them to drive to church because they can find churches closer than that. But to another person, 5 miles is not a big problem. Even if the fact is the same, the truth is that it is not a big distance for me. I drive to, you know, it's not a bad distance for me to go to church. So truth is something that you derive out of the fact and how you respond to it. So this book of Ruth tells us a story of a fact of tragic history, very, very tragic situation. The land of Bethlehem, surprisingly, the name Bethlehem, the word means the house of bread, where bread is plenty, that's what it means. But surprisingly, they found themselves in a situation of famine where there was no food. So this particular man named Elimelech and his wife Naomi, with her two sons living in this Bethlehem, they could not find work and they could not find food. So they decided to move to a better place, looking for work and to have a better living. They went to Moab, another country. They moved over there. And they went there, things were going well in the beginning, but all of a sudden things started to turn. And her husband died, Naomi's husband died, leaving her with two young sons. And the sons then married, and they got two wives from the Moab, another nation. And eventually the two sons died. And now we see three women finding themselves with nobody to take care of them as men. And a mother, Naomi, with two sons lost, her husband lost, and she didn't know what to do. So she decided to go back to her hometown of Bethlehem from Moab. Naturally, she thought her relatives would be there, so it would be a place of comfort for her. So when she decided to leave back to return to Bethlehem, she called the two daughter-in-laws, the two widows of her sons, and told them to go back to their families because she knows she could not take care of them. And taking them to a different country, to Bethlehem, there's no guarantee that there will be future for them. They are still young. So she told them to go back to their families. But that one of them, Orpah, said goodbye and kissed Naomi and left for her own family. But Ruth decided to cling on to Naomi. She said, I'm not going to leave you. God has united us together here. And I know that God has a plan. She's not a Jew. And she came from a Moab, a Gentile country. She doesn't know about the living God. But she has heard and seen the lives of Naomi and her husband before. So she trusted in a God that will give her a promising future. So she decided to stay with Naomi and said, I am going to stay with you and I'm going to go back to Bethlehem with you. No matter what you think, I think God is going to be good. And that's where she says that, don't ask me to go back to my own home. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. And may the Lord deal with me even if death separates you and me. That is what the famous verse that comes from Ruth. So they decided to go back. And the story is that of a great ending in this book. When they went back, Naomi was complaining about her situations in Moab and was bitter. And when the people gathered around her in Bethlehem to receive them, and they called Naomi is back. And she tells them, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Mara means bitter. You know, the water turned bitter in the wilderness when Moses took the people there and the water was bitter. And that's what Naomi was saying. Don't call me Naomi. My name is Mara. Mara meaning bitter. God has been bitter to me. But Ruth looked it the other way, on the different look. Ruth knew that it was the harvest time when they came back to Bethlehem. The harvest time for Ruth was an opportune time. So she decided to go and glean the wheat farm in one of the neighbor's wheat farms. So she decided to go do something about it while Naomi was still complaining and in grief about all the things that were happening. Anyway, Ruth went there and she went to find work to a guy's name, a land called, his name was Boaz, and he had a big land and wheat farm, and she started gleaning there. And eventually Boaz was interested in Ruth, and Ruth got married to Boaz. And you can go and read all of that in the book. It's a very small book, but very interesting. And they had a great life after that. And because of that Moabite woman, who did not know the living God, but trusted in the God of Naomi, who did not trust her God, and eventually became a blessing. And Boaz married Ruth. And in that marriage was born a son called Jesse. And that Jesse is the father of David, King David. Look how things come together when you trust in God. You don't have to be a generational Christian. Like Ruth, she never was any generation to claim or to boast about. She was the first time Christian or first time living, believing in God. You know, sometimes we boast about our heritage. You know, I've been a Christian for four generations or five generations. It doesn't have to be. God will take you out of the Moabite background and put together the pieces so that God can bless not only you, but also the whole world. And you and I know that from the lineage of King David came Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. In other words, Ruth, the Moabite woman, is a great, great, great grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. See how God works things together if we put our trust in God. For Naomi, she was very calculative, and her husband too, that they thought they can make a good living in Moab. They can find a good job. They probably had some skills that they could use. So they had calculated and had a route map probably for their future. But everything went upside down. We make plans and we make strategies, but these are all just plans and strategies in paper or in our mind. But realities are different. Facts are different. But how do we make the truth out of it? That there is going to be a blessed future if we trust in God. Take away all of our calculations and all of our strategies and plans out, and give a blank sheet of paper in the hands of God so that he can plan out and give the strategies for you. That is what eventually Naomi learned through a Moabite woman, Ruth, who taught her about the wisdom to follow God and God's plans in our lives. The facts of the truth are not the same thing, but the truth is what you make out of the facts that you and I have. So God is a good God, regardless of where we have. There are two widows here now, but there are two responses. One was complaining, the other was looking for opportunity, that God has opened up the doors for them to be a blessing to this world. So where is God in all the calculations that we make? One of the most moving aspects of the book, that good grief, that the mother and daughter was that one of the things that the daughter was doing, that she emailed love letters to her deceased husband, John, after he passed away, which she began writing soon after his death. Every day she would write an email to him and send it to his email address, and she can read it too, even though he's gone. She says that I tell him things like how wonderful the spring weather was and how the garden is and other domestic matters that we are facing every day. Over many years, she has been working in the theaters of London. So she was also adding her experiences every day in the workplace when she emails to him those emails to her dead husband. Well, that was giving her a hope that he's saying that even though her husband is not physically with her at that moment, she can still share her moments of experiences in her life with him. So she was emailing that every day, just giving him some kind of a therapeutic experience, that even though he's not there to read the letters, but she's thinking that she's emailing her. That is one of the things that that caught my attention. Continue to be most optimistic and more promising, because God is a good God, regardless of where we find ourselves in. Sometimes we find ourselves lonely. Sometimes we find ourselves left alone with nobody to lean on to. But God is there in the middle of our situations. And she, Catherine, the daughter, says that even on bad days, my mother and I know how fortunate we are. Both of us had the luck to have many years of loving and being loved. So remember that when we find ourselves lonely, you are not alone. God is there with us. Above, and also, the church is with you. We are here together to support each other. That is the commitment that we need to have between each other and between us and God, to go places where God wants us to go, to die where God wants us to die. And may the Lord deal with us severely, even if death separates us from each other. That is the kind of commitment that God is asking us to do. Naomi was looking at her own calculations, but Ruth had no calculations. Naomi was looking at her plans when Ruth did not have any plans, because God, Ruth committed everything into the hands of God, in the plans of God. So as we go from this place, let us as a church support each other and have that kind of supporting relationship to each other, to lift each other up, to encourage each other, in a committed relationship that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ, to love each other and support each other in our situations of life. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place to be a blessing to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Have Thine Own Way. If you are able, please stand. It is 382 in the blue. Hold People of God, go, not afraid of the future, but about a hope and a promise that God is offering us in the future. Go in the knowledge that He is there in the midst of us. And also we are together, united in faith to support each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Have a blessed week.
Have a great week, Martha.